Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. We welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls. We have with us today Lauren Murray, and she is a geoscientist. She had worked for the Livermore Laboratory. And, of course, we're going to be talking today about the depleted uranium that we are depositing in Bosnia and Kosovo throughout Iraq. We've already contaminated much of that area of the world. And, of course, people say, well, why are you worried about depleted uranium? Well, the reason, of course, is because depleted uranium is 100% uranium. In fact, and I'm going to let Lauren go ahead and explain what depleted uranium is. Would you explain to us why we should be concerned about something that's depleted?
Yes. Good afternoon, Stan. Thank you for inviting me to be with you this afternoon. When uranium is mined in out of the ground, it has three isotopes that occur in nature. Uranium-238, which is about 99.7-something%, and U-235, which is what is needed for atomic bombs and for nuclear fuel in power plants. And that is 0.72%, even less than 1%. It's a very tiny amount. And then there's a trace of U-234, which is less than a tenth of a percent.
So when they actually, of course, make the depleted uranium, they take out the 235 or part of the 235, and everything else that's left is just depleted. It's actually uranium. It's not depleted. It's just a little bit of it gone.
And what it means is it's depleted in half a percent of U-235. That's all that it means. All that remains is uranium. It is very radioactive, and when it is internally inhaled and exposes cells internally, it is an alpha and gamma emitter, and the alpha particles are the most dangerous form of radiation.
Well, now, of course, the thing is, if this is dangerous, why are we using it? Why are we, using it in civilian areas where a lot of civilians are going to be eventually hurt down the line from this radiation, this alpha radiation?
Well, I think the answer to that question is in a memo dated October 30th, 1943. And this is a memo to General Leslie Groves, who was the head of the Manhattan Project. And this memo was written by Drs. Conant, Urey, and Compton, the three top physicists on the Manhattan Project. And because Germany also had an atomic weapons program, the U.S. was afraid, or U.S. scientists were afraid, that Germany would use the trash from their A-bomb project as a radioactive gas weapon.
No, of course, by trash you mean the depleted uranium. They would actually make that gasify it or make it into a dust and use it?
Yes, and also the fission products, which were the result of the U-235, they put to make plutonium.
All right, I'm going to ask you to hold that thought
okay.
for just a minute. We'll be right back here with Lauren at... Liberty, coming overlooking beautiful Monterey Bay. And with us this afternoon is Lorraine Murray, and she's actually was a geologist. She had a Livermore Laboratory and nuclear medicine, nuclear matters, and was left government employment and started writing a journal of medium, among other things. And of course, as we pointed out before our local stations joined us, really isn't depleted. Uranium is made up of U-238, which is most of the uranium, a little bit of 230, and they take out the 235 and they leave all the rest, which is just pure uranium. They talk about it being depleted, but it really isn't depleted. Radioactive, of course, they use it as weapons because it is the most fierce. I mean, you know, the priority is to kill and destroy. I mean, that's what it's all about. And then war is hell. You kill, you destroy, you wreck anything you can. And there's no more efficient weapon than depleted uranium. Would you explain to our listeners, Lauren, why this is such an efficient weapon and why the government doesn't want to give it up and why they're lying to the American people about its danger, not only to the civilian population, but to our own troops?
Yes. They have to lie because if people knew the truth, they wouldn't stand for it. And the Pentagon stated purpose for using DU, which was introduced for the first time in 1991 in the Persian Gulf War, Desert Storm, and it broke a 46-year taboo against radioactive weapons used on the battlefield. This was an international taboo honored by all countries. And the U.S. introduced it in 1991 because they said it was a great kinetic energy weapon. In other words, it's very, very dense material, almost twice as dense as lead, and it cuts through tanks and armor just like a hot knife going through butter. That's in fact what it is, because it's on fire when it leaves the gun barrel of tanks or airplanes or whatever method of firing it they've used. And that is the stated purpose and the excuse used by the Pentagon, but no other country has used it because, as far as I know, because of the hazards of the radiation. And the Navy, in fact, switched from depleted uranium.
Hold that thought for just a moment here. All right, you were saying that the Navy had switched from depleted uranium. Would you like to pick up that thought?
Yes. The Navy actually switched from depleted uranium weapons in 1989 to using tungsten instead because of the radiation hazard.
What about on their bombs, though, and their missiles, and the bullets that are fired by the planes? Are they depleted uranium, or have they changed that?
No, some of them are. The Navy still uses it, but by far the Air Force and the Army are the greatest users of depleted uranium weapons. Now, the real purpose, and the purpose declared in this Groves memo from 1943, I'd like to read it, is to develop a warfare instrument. The material would be ground into particles, now DU burns so they don't have to grind it up, of microscopic size to form dust and smoke and distributed by a ground flight of project vehicles or aerial bombs. In this form, it would be inhaled by personnel. To cause death to a person, material is there are no known masks. They state in this memo that it goes through all gas masks and all, and that it contaminates the terrain long periods of time.
You know, I think the thing is the fact that we have to look and see what happened to the boys, the young, healthy boys we sent to the Gulf to fight back in 1990 and 1991. There were 695,000 of them. It's estimated, I will admit, well over 200,000 of disability payment. It suggested 100,000 or 200,000 have not yet been given. That we know that well over 11,000 are dead in that age. And, of course, this is not, the government says, why, not any question that there is no one cause of Gulf. Well, that, of course, is with so many things that people say. They almost sound like politicians. They're absolutely right. There's not. Would you like to address why we have so many people ill and the part that heated uranium radiation plays in the illness of so many American boys?
Yes. A battlefield is always a toxic place. in the case of the battlefields in Iraq and Afghanistan, which have been in the last 10 or 12 years toxic because of the depleted uranium weapons, which end up becoming a very, very microscopic or even submicroscopic dust, which the soldiers inhale. Has a metal, a heavy metal toxic effect and a radioactive effect, exposed to pesticides, to oil well fires, and diseases that they don't have immune to, unauthorized, untested vaccine, and just really horrible combinations that ruin a body.
Don't sarin gas, which none of our men were, submitted to sarin gas. Well, maybe a few hundred of them, maybe a few thousand, maybe 10,000, 50,000, maybe 120,000, 130,000 had been submitted to the gas, not because Saddam Hussein used poison gas on the American troops, but because the American government ordered, and General Schwarzkopf, knowing full well what the implications would be if they full of poison gas, blew it up. Of course, they had to, because of course packaging, you would have found it was made in the United States and either sold again. So they had to blow it up, and in the process, they exposed our boys to this.
Contaminated our own troops. Right. But let me read a quote from Henry Kissinger. This is from Kiss the Boys Goodbye, How the United States Betrayed Its Own POWs in Vietnam. But as you mentioned earlier, it's in another book as well. Henry Kissinger said, this is from, the book was written in 1990, men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns.
And that comes from a first monicum, the book by Woodward. And for the final days, pages, we have the book. They're stupid, dumb animals to be used for foreign policy. Those are your sons and daughters they're sending over there. That's how the elite feel. And until people do have a ruling elite that sends our boys off to fight and die in wars that are never fought for the reason that they are told, why our boys go back crippled? And, of course, if you haven't yet seen the video, you can get it at the Blog Danson, of all people, called Of a Grateful Nation. Now, go down to Blockbuster and ask for the film with Ted Danson. It's the story of the Gulf War. And you must understand that since we started over time, although we talk about 550 or more, but they never tell you about the 11,000 to 12,000 casualties. Many of these boys coming home, the government doesn't want you to know why they're ill. But they're seriously ill.
Yes, and these soldiers, they've been medically evacuated since probably before September. And each night, a C-150 cargo plane flies into space. These sick, soldiers are taken to Walter and the military hospital, and then they are sent back to the little communities. And these young people who are being economically drafted because of a lack of job opportunities in their little communities, of course, many of them are people with brown skin. We don't see too many members, and certainly not members of Bush's cabinet, with children in Iraq.
I'm sure they don't, because it's simply for the common folks to fight. And the elite have an entirely different agenda. And those of you who have not yet heard our talk or seen our syllabus on Iraq, The Untold Story, which covers all of the contrived wars of the last century, there was no Gulf of Tonkin incident. Certainly the Pearl Harbor was well known by the president. I know, because I have Secretary of War Stimson's diary. Time exactly when the attack was coming and how they were going to get the Japanese to fire the first shot. Those boys were left at Pearl Harbor to die, 3,000 of them. Many of them are still in there. And it's great diplomacy, because that's how we got the American people behind the war to do away with Adolf Hitler. The only trouble was it's by American corporations.
And the Bush family.
Yeah, well, yeah, Prescott Bush was actually, I think he was indicted for trading with the enemy.
That's right. 50% of the needed war materials to the German government.
Well, I know the Brown Brothers Harriman, he worked for some of that. Well, let's get back to our subject here, though, of depleted uranium and the devastating impact on the individual. What happens is these shells, whether bombs or whatever they are, they burn. And when they burn, they create uranium. So what happens to that uranium oxide dust?
That uranium oxide, it forms two oxides that are very, very insoluble. These are chemicals that are smaller by 1,000 or more times than a red blood cell or a white blood cell. So it's in the air, you can't see it, you can't take hailing it if you're on the battlefield, or downwind, even these particles go into the lung, into the blood, and they are distributed like fairy dust to all parts of the body. They damage the heart, they deal area, they damage the cells, the cell membrane system, they damage the mitochondria, which provide the nerves and all processes in the body, and over time, depleted uranium decays, and it spits loose a gamma ray, transforms into other radioactive isotopes, or daughter products, four times lead, and each of those isotopes more active than uranium by thousands, millions of times.
Well, now, what does it do to the human body when you have this depleted uranium or this uranium oxide dust in you? And, of course, this is not depleted uranium, it's active, and it's putting out alpha. How does this affect?
Let me just give an example of what one alpha particle does, and I want to explain that cancer and related illnesses can start with particle under. So the alpha particle is in the blood or in the cell, it tears through one or two cells, tears holes like a bullet through the cell membrane side system. It damages the DNA, it damages the mitochondria, it's just like a bullet. And it dumps a huge amount of energy in those one or two cells, which is the equivalent of dumping a nuclear weapon, a cell. And the energy that binds the molecules of life in are less than 10 electron volts.
Well, now, of course,
alpha particle 0.2 million electron volts.
Well, of course, are some of these people getting cancer? Is there an inordinate amount of cancer in these people?
Oh, yes. Of course, the Iraqis and the Afghan people and people in Israel and Egypt and Greece, Turkey and Syria and Iran, northern India are going to also be exposed. They are being exposed.
We'll be right back here in just a minute. Hold that thought.
Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent fighting in Southeast Asia against the state of America, lost that war by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never heard. Our four-tape set, Vietnamery, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the events. Call 1-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, the untold story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed for the last 20 years.
Hello, this is health journalist Bill Sardi, and there's no better time to establish a biological response. In an age when we hear about biological threats, more common are cases of E. coli in our food, cryptosporidium in our tap water, and staph germs, viruses, and molds in our air conditioning systems. Why be a sitting duck after you've got to take something to stay healthy? Like Alamex, the all-new 100% pure Allicin garlic extract. You won't force, but you'll find it by calling 8405-4000. Alamex is a clean cloves of fresh crushed garlic, and guess what? It's odor-free 6-6.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I want to mention some of the things we carry here at Radio Liberty. One of them, of course, is called Phenopoly, and it's a board game played well, but it's designed to teach you and your grandchildren how to read and pronounce words phonetically. Now, there's been an organized effort to dumb down the American people. It was produced by John Dewey, who was an avid Marxist, and he thought communism was just wonderful. In fact, he introduced this reading system into Russia back in the 1920s and 30s. They tried it for a time. They gave it up because they wanted excellence in their people. It's mediocrity. And if you compare scores and our math scores of the rest of the world, far down the line, below Lithuania and Latvia. And it didn't happen by accident. Phonics is such a simple thing to learn. In 1895%, 100 million illiterate Americans reading. Call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV, a Phenopoly set. And we get a couple of books along with that. And then, of course, we also want the Miracle 2 soap products. And we get on Miracle 2 soap products, but we can tell you that the people who use those products make all sorts of claims, and they tell us all sorts of wonderful things about them and how it helps their rashes and how it helps their acne and things, their stomach and their... And all I can say is, why don't you give them a try? I want Miracle 2 moisturizing soap because... It's helped a rash that I had a soap rash, and well, I've used it on my hair, and my wife used it for so many various things. Once you get used to these products, you won't want to be without them. And the moisturizing soap, a soap agent, and a neutralizing solution. Go to our website and learn about them, and then call us at 1-800-589-27. Give a call right now. Guest this afternoon is Lorraine Murray, and of course they say, well, this couldn't be true. And you go up on the internet and you'll see articles there. Actually, they're all CIA plants, misinformation and disinformation. But of course, there's going to say, well, depleted, why depleted uranium? It's sort of like they say, there's nothing to worry about from vaccines and autism. Oh, yes, from 10,000 children with autism to 1 in 150 to 1 in 250. But trust it, it has nothing to do with the mercury. But of course, we don't want you to sue Eli Lilly. In fact, they ended on security, so we couldn't sue them. But fortunately, why they had to take that out. You must understand that you could always tell a politician is lying. Lips are moving.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the tragedy. But here we're dealing with something very serious. Over a third of the boys we sent 10 years ago were ill and dying. Do you want that to happen to the boys that are over there now? Do you want that to happen to the Iraqi people? I've talked to people who've been in Kuwait and the southern part of it, and before this recent war, and there's tremendous illness and sickness there. So you pick up the story of cancer. Do we have any idea what the incidence of people who were exposed to this alpha radiation over a long period of time?
Oh, the now you see, the Iraqi people and the Afghani people were not exposed to chemicals. But exposed much longer continuously to depleted uranium, which is in the air they're breathing, the water. For instance, cancer and leukemia have gone from 5 percentage to 263% increase. No, 46% increase.
All right, so increase of incidence of cancer simply because of the excessive exposure to radiation. So then, of course, what about the other problem as far as disabilities are concerned?
Oh, well, the Iraqi people, and they have breast cancer, leukemia, and the birth defects are just...
I remember them with British soldiers and the high incidence of leukemia of the people who were in Bosnia, and they were depleted uranium.
Well, that's a very, very wonderful question, because now I have some good news. Some scientists in Germany studies on 16 Balkans War and from 1991, and they determined and measured the chromosome damage from the alpha particles in DU. And this evidence from that study, which was released last March, was used in a lawsuit in Scotland, and the announcement came on February 4th, just a few weeks ago, that the first award for was awarded to a Scottish ex-soldier who is very, very ill, and many children born after the Balkans War have birth out.
So basically what this does, it attacks the genetic makeup and the chromosome so all children are born with birth defects. Is that it?
Yes, that's right. And it also damages the cells in the developing baby. The areas who are contaminated have depleted uranium in their semen. Their wives, they internally contaminate their wives, and it's the reproductive tract. So it's just, it gets worse each year.
But we're not reading about this. I mean, Rush Limbaugh isn't telling us about it, and Bill O'Reilly, and we know he's conservative because... Well, everybody says he's conservative, and we could expect Dan Rather and Tom Brokaw not to tell us, but and Bill O'Reilly aren't going to tell us the truth?
No. No one in the mainstream media, hardly anyone, is going to cover this. There have been some articles, but I'd like to read a U.S. attorney's comments on low-level radiation. His name is William Taft, which he said in 1981. The mistaken impression hazardous has the potential to be every aspect of the Department of Defense nuclear weapons and nuclear propulsion programs. It could affect our relations with, and yet, who developed the hydrogen bomb for Russia, John Goffman, who worked at the Liverpool.
We have a brand new video today on the Oklahoma called Oklahoma, What Really Happened. A lot of never-before-seen video footage. Now, it was seen immediately following the bombing of the Murrah Building, but Barica. And in this footage, you're going to see the commentators talking about the other bombs that were in the building at the time of the initial bombing. We're told, of course, that Timothy McVeigh acted independently. We're told many things by the media, but by Oklahoma City, what really it will give you the opportunity to see long suppressed video footage of what inspired. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask me what really happened.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and the video is actually called Cover Up in Oklahoma, not Oklahoma City, What Really Happened. And, of course, you know Terry Nichols is going to be tried. And, of course, I talked to my good friend Craig Roberts today, who wrote the Medusa file, and interviewed by the defense team, although we don't think he'll be taken. He has solid evidence that Terry Nichols was over in the Philippines working with Islamic terrorists, certainly a man named Ramzi Yosef, a bomber who blew up the world. Your government wants you to know is that Terry Nichols, Timothy McVeigh were working with Islamic terrorists, and there really was John Doe 2 and John Doe 3, because, of course, those people, why would we protect them? This was simply a trial. If they could get away with Oklahoma City, and they'd probably be away with other, even more. You really need to know about Oklahoma City, and, of course, we do have this great video. It's called Oklahoma City. Or basically the video footage that was shot in the on the very day of the bombing. And you'll hear about the second who were in the building, who talked about how the building robber began to shake and they got underneath their desk. And then, of course, the explosion went outside. And those are the ones that took out the pillars, not the ex. But you see, you can't let the American people know the truth. What is this really all about? And, of course, once they realized the most important thing about Timothy McVeigh, that I'm part of a special forces unit involved in illegal activity. Gee, I wonder what that means.
Mm.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Loren Murray. Could it really be that we're in more places on the information? Now, we've had with Dr. 18 years working for the government and gave up his pension to treat these patients with uranium toxicity, and the government said, oh, no, you can't treat them. Why? Because if you treat them, we'd have to admit there was something wrong with them. There's something wrong with them. Why, we would have this wonderful weapon that is so efficient at killing. Because that's what war is really all about. And of course, Loren, you actually have some material up on the web. Would you like to tell our listeners where to get your information and Dr. Rocky's information?
Yeah.
Major Rocky's information. Dr. Durakovich's information. You can go to the Royal Institute as I have, because I want to check out impartial people who are interested in the science are frightened to death at what we've unleashed.
That's right. And some very good web, www.traptrap.org.
Isn't that traprockpeace.org? Is it just
traprockpeace.org?
Traprockpeace.org, right.
And they've been organizing speaking tours for Dub My Material Up. There's a question, what does the U.S. government know about DU that I wrote? The answer is wrong, and I recommend that anyone who's interested in knowing the U.S. government knows, the TrapRock website.
Right there. I mean, what documentation do you have for your suggestion knows?
Oh, my goodness. I have almost all U.S. government documents from the U.S. Army, the U.S. Air Force Military War Manual, and it's very clear that the Air Force is breaking their own military laws. I have documents from the Department of Energy, from the U.S. Army Atomic Bomb Project, from the Army Environmental Program, from Bob Dole in Congress talking about to the President and Congress, why would anybody make weapons out of depleted uranium? It's radioactive, and it's certainly not cheap. And it's the Groves memo is there.
That was the memo to Dr. Graves suggesting they use this as a battlefield weapon just to make people chronically ill and
a radioactive gas.
Right.
That's right. And so basically, that many documents. It took me a couple of years to research and put that document together. It's very, very comprehensive, and there's a website for all can go straight to the department or the White House website or wherever they. Another document is a letter I wrote to Congressman McDermott, who is in Seattle, and you just look L-E-U, or just do a Google search. There are www.mindfully.org. And click on nuclear, and there are many, many articles and very good information on all kinds of radiation, not just DU. And there's a film, Medal of Dishonor, which people can order from the International Action Center website. They have an excellent book also called Medal of Dishonor. There's another excellent film called Invisible War, The Politics of Radiation, and it's a documentary film by Martin Meissonier. I think it's 2000 or 2001, just a couple of years ago. That's also very good. So there's a lot of information. There's a lot of disinformation, too.
All right, and of course, I think that you're going to have to do a lot of hard work to decide if this is really a factor. And I would simply ask yourself, why are over a third, maybe even two-thirds of the boys we sent to battle fighting for American freedom against the wicked Saddam Hussein back in 1991? Why are so many of them ill today? The website, again, is traprotpeace.org. Is that right?
That's right.
Traprotpeace.org.
And the real tragedy, this is just unbelievable. I mean, each day that I do research, it gets worse. The real tragedy is that the U.S. has used 10 times as much depleted uranium weaponry. They've used something like 2,700 tons in Iraq in the two wars. And they probably, in the first war, they used about 350 tons. It keeps going up each year. So these soldiers are getting exposed to much higher levels, which mean the illnesses will, the onset will be much faster and more severe.
And now, what about the website for the various videos that you mentioned?
Oh, the International Action Center website, I think it's www.iac.org.
IAC.org.
Yes.
www.iac for the International Action Center, right?
Yes. And or they can just do a Google search on Medal of Dishonor. You can order it from your local bookstore, the tape or the video. There's also a wonderful book that's completely on the internet by a Japanese journalist. It's called Discounted Casualties, The Human Cost of Depleted Uranium. And all they have to do is a Google search on discounted casualties, and it goes right to a website where every single page is on that website, and the photos are in color. And if people want a sort of a starter kit to inform them about all of the aspects, that is the best book to start with.
Well, you know, we've interviewed Pardon me, I should say Major Rocky on several occasions, and he was, of course, the man who was assigned by General Schwarzkopf the job of cleaning up all the contaminated personnel carriers and American tanks that had been hit by friendly fire. And, of course, he finally came to the conclusion there was just no way to clean these up. There was no way to use this type of a weapon safely. And he was ordered not to put down the truth. He was ordered to lie. And then when he refused to do it, of course, they made his life miserable. But this is the way the government works. You are ordered to lie, and what do? You want to lose your job, your profession, your pension, or do you want to tell the truth and try to say, unfortunately, there are not a lot of people wise rather than do what was right. Costly for Major Rocky to do what was right, but he, I have a great deal of admiration for, but he's seriously ill, isn't he?
Major Rocky is really dying, and he's an extremely courageous and very determined man. He has a PhD. He's certainly very aware of the hazards as a CIU, and that's why the Army selected him to head their depleted uranium cleanup team in 1991. And he was ordered by General Schwarzkopf to make a training video to educate servicemen, soldiers who would be deploying or handling DU or in the vicinity of it. That was classified once the Army saw it. Then he tried to get medical benefits for ill Gulf War veterans, including himself. They've received no medical care. And fortunately, Ross Perot privately paid out of his own pocket for Doug Rocky's medical care, which stabilized him in Texas. And Dr. Ruth McGill, who helped him, Major Doug Rocky, me, Dr. Rosalie Bertel, we have all experienced assassination attempts. This is very serious. The military obviously is determined to stop us from telling the truth, but we need to do this for humanity.
Well, Dr. Rocky has said that, you know, he had about 100 men with him, and I had read someplace that about 30 of them were already dead.
His team is dead, and he's dying. I go on speaking tours with Doug. He's so ill. I mean, he's a wonderful speaker, but, you know, when you go out to the truck and you get in the truck and drive to the next town for the next talk, he's really, really exhausted. He's in a lot of pain, and there are just no reserves left in the evening after dinner. He has to go to bed.
Well, I hope everybody in the audience will go down to Blockbuster Video and get the video. It's called The Thanks of a Grateful Nation with Ted Danson. It's a must-seeing for anybody who really cares. You know, men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And I think that everybody who's hearing this program today has an obligation to find out, is this really? And of course, get that video. It's certainly a dramatic presentation, but I heard about it from Senator Riegel did when he was United States Senator on the Gulf War Syndrome. And because he brought out the truth and the fact that we had provided the chemical and biological weapons for that wicked, he was eventually forced out of office. And when I tried to get him on to Why Do I Come, but through his secretary, be sure to get that video, The Thanks of a Grateful Nation. So I did, and I watched it, and it had a profound impact, and I think it'll have a profound impact on everybody who does watch it and understanding this is what we did to our boys back in 1991, and this is what we're doing then. Now, and the war is not going to end now. We're going into Syria. We're going into Iran. We're going to continue over there. And eventually, of course, there's going to be a blowback here in the United States. But how can we complain about, you know, anybody using depleted weapons and contaminating our country when we do it so openly and with in violation of all international laws in other countries? Now, Lauren, I know that you're doing a lot of speaking in other countries. Aren't many of the countries and governments very concerned about the fact that we are spewing radioactivity and radioactive dust all throughout the Middle East?
Oh, they're very, very, very concerned. In fact, the European Parliament is now moving towards an international moratorium on the production, the use, the sales, and the storage of depleted uranium weaponry. Also, we have been speaking in the European Parliament, in the British Parliament, in the Australian Parliament. I've been speaking in the Japanese Parliament.
How's your Japanese?
Oh, no, I spoke in English. But the Japanese are because they were bombed with nuclear weapons, because they know the horrors of radiation. They are very, very active globally to inform the public and to stop nuclear weapons and depleted uranium weapons.
Well, now, my understanding is, of course, that people in other countries and the media in other countries will put this out, but here in the United States, because of the degree of control over the major media, the average individual is really going on about this or so many other issues.
Yes, turned from India. I was there for 10 days in the middle of Jan Social Forum, and I appeared on Sahara TV, which is shown in at least 27 countries, and I said that the United States has staged a nuclear war with depleted uranium in Iraq and Afghanistan, and I talked about the regions from Egypt, Israel, Iraq, Turkey, Syria, Iran, all the way to the northern half of India, which will eventually be contaminated with wind-blown depleted uranium, and actually it'll go around the world. And do you know what happened?
What happened?
The Indians were so upset that they are making depleted uranium a major issue in their national elections in March. And my articles have been translated into 7 Indian languages already. 100 residents of Mumbai or Bombay called the medical doctor who arranged for my TV interview by the next morning after my interview and demanded that the Indian people do something. The TV station had hundreds of phone calls from people all over the Middle East who said, "We knew the U.S. has been bombing and bombing and bombing and bombing, and we didn't know why. But now we know why. It's a nuclear war."
They call it shock and awe, and you just dropped all of these weapons, and they were all tipped with the depleted uranium.
They're actually solid depleted uranium. They're 7, 10, or 15 pounds of solid depleted uranium. It's a rod that goes right down the middle of the shell, and this burns.
And I suppose this is how they can get into the underground bunkers, because once this thing is exploded, it'll just burn right down through rock or metal or whatever it is into the underground bunkers. Is that how it works?
That's right. And they're putting, weigh 5,000 pounds. They're almost solid depleted uranium. They are also classified. They don't want us to know what they're doing. But now studies by Colonel Durakovich on Afghanis, he's measured the highest levels of uranium in any human population in Afghanistan, and the birth defects are in 25% of the babies.
Well, these are frightening things to contemplate.
But what's happening now in the last week, and I think it's because of that lawsuit in Scotland that that father soldier won. Now, this week, I just got an email today, the military in England is giving all returning Gulf War veterans a depleted uranium information card, which informs them they've been in areas exposed to DU and that it's radioactive and that they can ask for urine tests. The U.S. is now, just in the last week, giving questionnaires to American soldiers who are being transported to Germany from Iraq to bring them back to the U.S. So something is happening with the DU issue, and I think it's in a good direction.
Well, I certainly hope and pray it is. Well, our guest today has been Lauren Murray. If you want to get her material, it's traprockpeace.org. That's traprockpeace.org. God bless you, Lorraine. Just keep up the great work, and we'll be talking to you in the not-too-distant future. Anything great comes up, I want you to be sure to get it to me, will you?
Thank you very much, Dr. Monteith.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, fine. Well, these are not nice things to talk about, but remember what I said. Men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. What are you going to do? Are you going to do nothing, or are you going to take a stand for righteousness?
Silence is the sanction of the victim.
Amen to that. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
This is a fascinating four-tape set, Genocide, and one of the tapes is an interview with a Dr. Dinigan who heard back in 1969 actually a talk given by Dr. Day, who would later become the president of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan for America, the fact there are too many people, the fact that we're going to have to create new diseases, the fact that we're going to have to conceal some of the very obvious treatments for cancer, because people are going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. An incredible interview and a series of other interviews that will go into the background of what is happening in America, why new diseases are cropping up all the time. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of our four-tape set, Genocide. It's vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. America, our values, our future are under attack today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and those of you who have not seen our four-tape set or have read the transcript of The New Order of Barbarians really should get that. You know, yesterday there was a lot of talk on television. Are they paying a baseball player $25 million a year? And I think he signed a contract for I don't know how many years. You know, $25 million a year. It doesn't make sense. But if you read the script of The New Order of the Barbarians or hear the interviews with Dr. Dinigan, he heard the whole thing laid out in a plan back in 1969. We were going to pay the athletes phenomenal amounts of money. We were going to, of course, create new diseases to kill off people and means of limiting the population. If you listen to this, you'll find that almost everything that was laid out by Dr. Richard Day, who was the medical director of Planned Parenthood, in a talk he gave in 1969 is coming to pass today. The New Order of the Barbarians, and of course, comes with a complete transcript. It's a four-tape set, three interviews that Randy Engel did with Dr. Dinigan, and one I did with him, because I wanted to track the story down and find out if this man was really telling the truth, and I'm firmly convinced he is. You can get this from Radio Liberty, the four-tape set, the transcript, and I tell you, you will never look at the world through quite the same eyes again. Again, of course, the name is The New Order of the Barbarians, and let me suggest you get it. And then, of course, some of the other items we have, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, wonderful book, or William Still's great book, The New World Order, The Ancient Plan of Secret Societies. And you can't understand anything going on today unless you understand that there have always been secret societies. You'll read Dan Brown's book about the Da Vinci Codes, but those secret societies are real, too. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and this is the time when we have to remind you that Radio Liberty really is listener-supported, and we're dependent on those of you who listen to our program to help us as we reach out 5 hours every day with the news behind the news, the story behind the story. If you'd like a free copy of our newsletter, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We are actually now on shortwave 4 hours a day, and so you can hear us after 3 hours from now on this same station if you have a shortwave set. And if you don't, of course, you can always give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We're offering a Sanzian set with a 24-foot aerial and a carrying case. We think it's a pretty good deal. Hope you'll get it, or you'll get your friends to get a shortwave set and start listening to us. You can listen to our programs 5 hours every day on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And I know we got a lot of people listening. I got more calls this morning because they couldn't get onto our archives. And of course, that's because the program at SoundWave had crashed, but it's back up and running. So again, you can go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, listen to our programs. You can pull down our newsletters. You can see the various items we carry. One of them, of course, we carry the big Berkey items. And if you buy them through us, you get a four-tape set or a free video we produced if you just patronize us. We do hope that, of course, many of you will want to get the video we have. It's called Diaprax in the Church. It's the story of the church growth movement. We have, of course, a four-tape set on the same title. The Diaprax is a video. The Church Growth Movement is a four-tape set, and you get written material with it. We have the video, Megiddo, the March to Armageddon. We have the video on 9-1-1, what really happened. It's called 9-1-1 Contrived. 9-1-1 Contrived. You need to get my video, The Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get our new video, Iraq, the Untold Story, to realize and document that all of the wars of the last century were contrived, were made up. And, of course, the war in Iraq was planned long before George Bush ever became president. We give you the documentation where you can actually go to their website. That's the website put up by Rumsfeld and Cheney and John Bolton and Paul Wolfowitz, you know, long before George Bush was ever elected, and they were talking then about the necessity of a war with Iraq. But we had to have an excuse to get the American people to go along with that war in Iraq. Get my documentation, watch the video, get the syllabus, and then check out the facts for yourself. Because if the war in Iraq was planned ahead of time and we just needed an excuse, and they said what we need is another Pearl Harbor, maybe that explains why nothing was done to stop those incoming planes. And, of course, if you get our latest newsletter, you'll read about Norman Mineta's testimony. We actually have this testimony if you want it. Then he went down to the underground bunker at the White House on the morning of September 11th, and he was sitting with Dick Cheney when the aide ran in and said, "The plane's 50 miles out." Cheney nodded. He came in and said, "The plane's 30 miles out." Cheney nodded. He came in and said, "The plane's 10 miles out. Did the order still stand?" And Cheney whipped his head around and said, "Of course the order still stand. Have you heard anything to the contrary?" And a minute later, of course, the plane crashed into the Pentagon. That story, have you ever heard it before? We have the testimony before the 9/11 Commission, but I bet you didn't hear about that from Rush Limbaugh. If you want the testimony, we'll get it for you, or it'll be in our next newsletter. But you need to understand you're not getting the truth through the regular channels. And they've monitored those planes as they came in, and they let them crash. Ladies and gentlemen, pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and our ministers. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. If you want Mineta's testimony, Norman Mineta's testimony about what he saw in the bunker that morning, you give us a call, 1-800-544-8927, and pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and our ministers. Pray for Radio Liberty. Remember our number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we are at war today. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.